to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where, as always, we're here together working to improve our financial IQ. Total Wealth Academy is an educational coaching consulting program for real estate investors. We have everyone from the beginner who's never owned a piece of rental real estate before to the advanced. People join our group who already have 5,000 plus apartment units or 5,000 self-storage units or whatever. Today I want to do something that is irritating but fun at the same time. I hope that you turn it into something fun. It's this time of year when I start reminding people something they already know, that this year's over. Another year has passed. And I remind you to ask the question, are you in a better financial position than you were a year ago? Now, there's basically three answers. The first answer is no, which is going to be most people's answer. The next one is going to be, and the no's really a dangerous one, and we'll come back to it. The next one would be, no, I'm actually in a worse position. I'm in more debt, or I lost my job due to COVID, or I had to take a different job with less pay, or whatever the circumstance is. And then there's, of course, the wonderful answer, heck yeah. I bought my first rental property or my first two or three rental properties this year, or I did two or three passive investments this year. So I'm in a way better financial position than I was a year ago. But for most people, the answer is either no. And again, that one's dangerous, and I'll explain why. But for most people, it's no, or I'm actually in a worse position. Again, they may have more debt. They may have lost their job during COVID, had to take a lesser job. They got fired, downsized, whatever. Then it's going to be very few, usually 5% or less, who can answer, yeah, I'm in a better position than I was a year ago. But the reason the no is dangerous is because a lot of times the people that answer no are saying they're in the same financial position a year ago. Nothing's changed. The reason that's dangerous is because that's stagnation. And actually, if you're in the same position, you actually fall into the category of being worse off than you were a year ago. The reason is another year of your life is gone. Another year, you lost a year of your ability to make a change. It's gone. You can't get it back. Inflation is also there. So if you say, well, I had a net worth of 100 grand a year ago, I got a net worth of 100 grand today. Well, that's worth 5 or 6% less than it was a year ago. So you're actually in a worse position than you were a year ago. But the most important is time. Your time to change your life has disappeared. It's gone forever. Can't get it back. So it's important at the end of October, November, December, and this, to me, putting off setting your goals till January is just, it doesn't make sense. You know, don't wait till January to set your goals and start changing. You want to change and be prepared for 2022. So January 1st, you hit the ground running. So the question is, what are you going to do differently the next 12 months, the next year, to ensure that you're in a better financial position than you are today? And I want you to think about that. Take a moment and answer that question. What are you going to do differently next year? And the sad symptom of the poor and middle class is they don't have an answer. They don't know what to do differently. So it's important to keep, you know, listening to shows like this, but you've also got to be reading or listening to books, going to seminars, and finding out what the people who are getting in a better financial position are doing. Now, as you know, 70% of them are doing something in the real estate field. They are, 70% of the millionaires in the United States are in the real estate field. So that's where 70% of the people who are changing their lives are doing. And of course, that's what we focus on at Total Wealth Academy. So one of the goals that you could set, and I don't care what your financial position is to get one stinking little rent house in 2022. One little house. Little $150,000, $250,000 home. This changes your life. And I know you're going, well, it's not going to retire me. It's not going to get me out of work. Agreed. But it's going to change you on so many levels. One of the most important is it's going to build your confidence in yourself. I used to joke about this, that it takes us as consultants and coaches, let's say it takes us 3 months with a new student, average, to get them to write their first offer and buy their first rent property. Those same people to get their second deal, probably a month. What changed? Their confidence, their ability to make decisions. I've seen people, it's been a while, but I want to say she was a member of a different club that I used to work at for 2 years. Didn't buy a single piece of property. Bought one at the end of the second year, beginning of the third year, and then bought six more the same year, seven properties. 2 years of nothing, buys one, and suddenly is able to buy six more. What's the difference? Again, she took action, got a deal done, and it changed who she was as an individual. She was no longer scared, fear-based, procrastinator. Everything changed by doing that one deal. So don't discount setting a goal as low as, I'm going to buy one rent house this year. All right, we'll talk more after the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
Do you dream of a better life for you and your family? Do you want more time with the family? Would you like to be less dependent on a job for your income? Would you like to travel more? The solution is simple. Build a second stream of income. We can show you how. We are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. To reserve a seat, visit gettotalwealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's gettotalwealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and we're talking about the fact that it's the end of 2021 and how fast, really, the years go by. And it, of course, as everybody knows, gets worse. It gets worse with age. It just seems to go by. You know, I'm 56. I'll be 57 in 2 months. It just seems to get faster and faster and faster and faster. So it's important to take action and use the pending event that 2022 is just around the corner to get yourself to take action. The next thing that I want to discuss comes from an email where a guy is a Tesla fan, you know, drives a Tesla, is going to buy the new truck when it comes out. You know, just, I see this all the time. Everybody's losing their mind about Tesla. And people are getting really good rates of return by investing in Tesla. And I have a friend who's involved in it, and he's constantly posting sales pitches for Tesla and telling people, oh, put your money in Tesla, advising people to put your money in Tesla, telling them to save every dime they've got, put it in Tesla. I got to explain something. If you're in Tesla and you're making great returns, everybody thinks that does that thinks it's because they're so smart. I am so smart. I figured it out. Electric cars are the wave of the future. This guy's got a little edge on the other companies with his electric cars. This is where I'm going to put my money. I'm a genius. I figured it out. I'm telling you, it has nothing to do with you being smart. It's called luck. You're lucky to be alive at this specific time to be able to invest in Tesla. Just like the people who thought they were geniuses that invested in Microsoft, geniuses that they were invested in Apple. Now you got a group of people thinking they're geniuses because they're investing in Tesla. It's luck and nothing more. See, just like Microsoft and just like Apple, the run will end. Then you've got to use your super genius to find another one. What's the next Tesla? I knew a guy, know a guy, and I've seen this multiple times, who for 5 years in the stock market made 15 to 20%. 5 years. And then all of a sudden, he couldn't do it anymore. He used the same techniques. He used the same thought process, same behaviors, but it didn't work anymore. And he started actually losing money. You've got to be humble and understand that no one can pick stocks. No one. This has been proven thousands of times, including taking a floor mat with the names of all the companies on it, cutting off a chicken's head, letting it run around till it falls down, and wherever the neck lands, they pick that stock. People who did the dead chicken route beat the S&P 500. This has been done with many different, I'm not saying it's very nice to cut a chicken's head off and do that. That I think they let monkeys pick one time. That's harmless. They let monkeys pick by throwing poop or something like that at a chart. And wherever the poop landed, that was the company they invested in. And they beat the S&P 500. if you're doing well in the stock market and you think you're a genius, you're just lucky. And the problem is, what do we know about luck? It always what? Runs out. It runs out. So people who are running around going, I'm a genius, I figured it out, that is human vanity at its worst, at its dumbest. Really, you're the first person out of billions of people to be able to do it. No, it's luck. And I'm not saying people don't get lucky, because like I told you, I've heard that story probably a dozen times where people say, for 4 years, I was killing it in the stock market. For 8 years, I was killing it in the stock market. Now I can't do it anymore. That's because you got lucky. Tesla will eventually plateau off and become like Ford or Chevy or whatever. Don't fool yourself. The average of the stock market over the 75 years, over the last 75 years, is a 7% rate of return. If you take these lucky people who had 5 years at 20% and then 5 years at negative 5% and average it, guess what it's going to come out to? About 7%. And you're not going to get wealthy doing that. So be very, very cautious. If you start doing well in the stock market, it's luck and nothing more. I'm not saying not to take advantage of luck, but you need to be humble, because when that luck runs out, don't do what those 12 people did and stay in it for another 5 years expecting to turn it around. No, your luck is over. Get your money out and go buy something real, like real estate, that has produced for me 20% every year for 30 years. All right, let's go to the phone lines now. We got a caller from Northwest Houston, JT. JT, thank you so much for calling in. How are you today?
Oh, good, man. How's your day?
Excellent. How about yours?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. How okay. Can I help? I'm sorry. I said, how's yours? Yeah, I hear the wind on your phone.
What's that?
I think it's the wind on your phone. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm sitting, so I'm not driving and talking. So I'm sitting, so I'm trying to stay still. what you're talking about, the stock is, and I'm not knocking anybody, but the Wolf, I think it's the Wolf of Wall Street that was on yesterday. I happened to catch it on cable.
Uh-huh.
And the one scene where I think it's DiCaprio and Matthew McConaughey, and I'm not going to bring up hardly any of it, but the one part you're talking about, Matthew McConaughey literally says that the one time that they make money, keep them on the Ferris wheel. He says, keep them on the Ferris wheel forever while we make the commission, cash money. Yep. And they're on paper, which doesn't mean anything, and everybody's addicted. Keep them on the wheel forever while they make the real money, the brokers. And that scene just says exactly what you're talking about. Keeps people addicted to it on paper, up or down, and they think they're winning when they're not.
Yeah, you're hitting on a big point, JT, is that the stock market, just like gambling, releases dopamine. And dopamine, people want that hit of dopamine again. If they get a hit, dopamine, we're all addicted to dopamine. So dopamine that's released in your body, when you are in the stock market, just like you're gambling at a gambling table, you get that hit of dopamine, they go back. They're addicts. They're literally addicts. And those of you that don't understand this need to go look up dopamine.
Right. But I'm catching just a few of your words. So either I'm in a bad spot or your signal's breaking up. I apologize. I'm not sure.
I can hear you pretty good.
Okay. You're breaking up. All right. So every two or three words, you bounce out.
All right. Well, I have to let you go, and we'll talk again sometime. All right. Thanks a lot, JT. All right. We got to go to break. When we come back, we'll talk a little more about this here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Are you tired of losing money in every down market? Did you know that real estate makes money in both the up and down markets? In fact, we make more money in the down market. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Yes, we're hoping for a down market, and you should know why. To find out, attend our free 2-hour free sample class. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're talking about, you know, really the luck involved in gambling in the stock market or speculating, whatever term you prefer. But remember, the stock market is really not an investment. It is a speculation. You're buying low to sell high, or at least you think you're buying low, hoping to sell high. That's probably a better way to phrase it. When we buy real estate, we make money the day we buy it. And we make money just about every month that we own it through cash flow. For my definition of an investment, you've got to make money the day you buy it. If you pay full price for something, and whatever that ticket says on the stock market, that's full price. When you buy a stock, you're buying it at full price. You may say, well, it's $100 less than it was a year ago. Well, it's still full price today. So when I buy a $250,000 house for $150,000 and I have to put $50,000 in it, I picked up $50,000 net worth the instant I bought it. I made $50,000. You say, well, you can't spend it. Yeah, that's a good thing, because it's like a forced savings program. So that's actually a good thing. But then I make $400 a month cash flow every month I own it. Well, on a house that expensive, I'd make more than that. But you get my point. That's an investment. I don't think anything that doesn't produce cash flow should be called an investment. It's speculation. You're buying low to sell high. A restaurant cash flows, produces cash flow. You can invest in a restaurant. Speculation is when you buy something and you want it to go up in value. So when I hear people, and I've said this 100 times, I go, look, any of you stock guys, you put up $100,000 in your favorite stock, I'll take $100,000 and go buy real estate with it. We'll meet at the end of 1 year. Whoever does better gets to keep the other guy's $100,000. Yet no one has ever taken me up on that offer. And I don't think anybody of normal intelligence ever would. That's why it kind of scares me to make the offer, because if somebody does accept that offer, I'll be worried they're psychos. Investments always make more money for your family on a cash flow basis than speculation. And what do we all need? We all need cash flow. You know, when you retire, your bills don't disappear. People are like, well, I paid off my home. Yeah, you still got garbage, gas, electric, taxes, insurance, medical bills, everything. Cars don't last forever. There's still bills. You still need cash flow. So I guess the argument is, Go buy stuff with cash flow. Why would you buy anything that doesn't cash flow? Doesn't do anything to retire you, doesn't do anything to free you up from your job. It's just you're speculating. And then the most irritating point, I swear I believe this, the stock market is for lazy people. They're just not going to do anything with their life. They're just not. I got a job, man. I'm busy. Yeah. A job is just showing up. You're not even trying if all you have is a job. You're not even trying. You know, it's the Monopoly analogy. If you played Monopoly and just circled the board, passing payday, collecting your $200, would you ever win the game? No. The only way to win at Monopoly and life is to buy income-producing assets. It's that simple. So make sure one of your goals for 2022, I'll tell you how to write it down. When you write down your goals for 2022, which I hope every one of you do, make sure you say, I'm going to begin building a second stream of income that eventually meets and exceeds my wants and needs. That's the goal of every member of Total Wealth Academy. We go through that goal setting workshop, and I'm kind of a bear at this point, but when we come to wealth, I tell them what to write down. Now, when it comes to romance, their charity, their fitness, they can write down whatever they want. But when it comes to wealth, that's the one goal that everyone has the same goal. Because the 5% of Americans who do retire, and yes, it's only 5%, they've all got a second stream of income. You better have one. And that doesn't come from speculating in garbage like stocks or from being lazy. It comes from taking action, doing something with your life. So, okay, let's go to some questions now. Let me open the phone lines. They're open at 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Or you can email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. This email is from Swathi. And Swathi is asking, what are the must perform repairs on a rental property? Ooh. Okay, Swathi, this question is kind of scary to me because it implies that there are things you don't have to repair when you buy a rental property. Swathi, the answer is everything. You fix everything. Needs a new roof? Replace it. Hot water heater only has 2 years left on its life expectancy? Replace it. Any system that has less than 5 years on its life expectancy, go ahead and replace it. Paint, carpet, replace the light switches, replace the electrical outlets, replace the plates on those things. Make the house perfect, Swathi. See, what you're implying is you're going to do the repairs out of the cash flow. I'm only going to do the major things, and then I'll just kind of, as it goes, Swathi, you're going to get hit with maintenance calls. You're going to get hit with irritating calls, other irritating calls from your tenant all the time. And you're never going to catch up. By eking the repairs out of the cash flow, you're guaranteeing two things. One, you'll never have cash flow. And two, you'll have problems with your tenant constantly. So please, Swathi, follow the rule. Buy the house, completely rehab it, make it perfect, then put the perfect tenant in there, work on tenant retention, and they'll be there for 4 or 5 years with no maintenance calls. So repair everything up front. All right, phone lines are open at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. All right, this is Jonathan looking for a property manager. I like Mind.co here in the Dallas, here in the Houston area. It's Mind, MYND.co. Reach out to them. They've even got, I think it's $150 a month. That even guarantees against vandalism. It guarantees rents. I mean, and there's lesser. I think there's some that are even under $100 a month, but they don't guarantee the rent and things like that. But for $150, they guarantee the rent. 100% occupancy, that's pretty sweet. So check them out, Jonathan. Okay, let's go to the next email. Phone lines are open at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. All right, this is from Ashley. She subject line is determining the investment percentage. How do you determine what investment percent to use when calculating your deals? You were told 65%. Who? You know, Ashley, I'm not sure what the 65% is of. Are you saying 65% of the ARV? No, I'll go as high as 75%. That's all in, though. That would be purchase price, rehab, and holding costs and closing costs. 75, and on a really perfect deal, up to 80%, but never above 80%. She continues to ask, do you base the number on how hot your market is? That's a good question, because I just said that certain deals I would go up to 80%. And it would be, those deals would be in up-and-coming neighborhoods. Absolutely. So the answer to that one is yes, Ashley. But if you're going to try to do deals where you only put up 65% of the ARV, you're going to have trouble finding deals in today's market and really any market. So I think you're going to have to raise that number. But remember, that should be the all-in. Don't pay 75% plus closing costs, plus holding costs. Everything needs to be included in that 75% or below. All right, this is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. We'll talk more after the break here on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas.
Hi, I'm Steve Davis of Total Wealth Academy. Were you told it's normal to sometimes lose money in a down market? That's not true. Our clients make money in both the up and down market while creating a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. If you have $50,000 or more of investable assets, you should consider passive real estate investing to protect and grow your money. Visit GetTotalWealth.com and click the free sample class to learn more. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and we're answering email questions, phone questions. If you've got a question for me, give me a call, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Now, this next question comes from a member, Donna. It's about owner financing, and there's two sides to the question. Would you ever buy with owner financing, and would you ever sell with owner financing? Would I ever buy with owner financing? Absolutely. I have bought probably 20 apartment complexes with owner financing. So owner financing, if you're a buyer, is great. However, owner financing your properties is just flipping lazy. You lose equity buildup. You lose appreciation. You lose depreciation. You lose much of your cash flow. I have never once seen an owner finance deal that made as much cash flow as a rental. And with the rental, you get the equity buildup, you get the appreciation, you get the depreciation, and again, all the cash flow. So owner financing your deals out is for lazy people. They're like, oh, I don't want to deal with tenants. You're suggesting, this is what they're saying, that dealing with homeowners is easier than dealing with tenants? How'd you come up with that? When the heck are you talking about? They're still human beings. Unless when you were leasing, you didn't know what you're doing and you leased to a bunch of losers. That has nothing to do with it. That's your fault. You don't know what you're doing. My tenants are as good as homeowners. But here's the other problem. You sell it on an owner finance note and they stop paying. You evict them, right? Wrong. You have to foreclose on them to get them out. You could go 6 months or more without a payment before that foreclosure is complete. It's just for lazy people who don't want to make as much money. Sorry if I offended any of you that own or finance your deals, but you lost all that profit. Now, if you're a bad person and what you do is you own or finance to people you know are not going to make their payments so you can collect a down payment over and over again, well, you're a scumbag, and that's not what I'm talking about. So if you're legitimate, lease it yourself. Keep the property. Of all the regrets I have in my life, I can tell you this one. I regret selling every single piece of property I ever sold. Because every one of them is now worth three times what I sold them for, you know? Now, I'm not regretful of the 1031 exchanges I did where I sold one and bought another one immediately. But every piece of property I ever sold and didn't 1031, holy Toledo, I wish I had them back. No doubt. So do not owner finance real estate to other people. Now, if somebody is dumb enough to want to owner finance to you, bring it on. Because I bought all those apartments without even one credit check. Without even one credit check. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or you're welcome to email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay, this is a Michael who's asking about online property management courses. Michael, I have yet to see an online course on real estate investing that's only online that's effective. The reason is, one, there's no way to cover every scenario of property management. Your class would be weeks long with no breaks for sleep. You need a real person. In other words, you want to take a live course where you can ask questions, you can interact with the teacher, and it needs to have a support system afterwards for question and answer. In other words, do not take a property management course that doesn't come with at least a year of unlimited question and answer to fill in all the blanks. Because let's say it's an all-day class like mine. If you take my class, you take a Saturday class with me, you are going to forget 40, 50, 60% of what I say in that class. That's just human. But you have 2 years of unlimited question and answer with the wealth coaches, and all the stuff that you forgot from that Saturday class, boom, you just pick up the phone, call my office, and they tell you. They answer your question and walk you step by step through the deal. I'm going to pick on you for a second, Michael. When I hear people going online classes, I think lazy. Lazy. What are you doing? It's been proven that you don't retain 50% of what you do from taking a live class. Yeah, I think it's 50%. You retain 50% less from an online class than you do from a live class. So, you know, you make the decision. Don't be lazy. Go do what's most effective. If you don't want to take my class, take somebody's class. But do not rely on just some video to teach you property management. There's just too much going on. Dealing with humans is a very complex thing. Like I said, that class would be, to cover everything, it would be weeks long with no breaks for sleep. All right, Michael, thanks for the email. Okay, let's see what's next. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. The next question, this is a let me skip this one. Anonymous, I will email you after the show. I do have a solution, but I'll email you after the show. Thanks for the email. Okay, let's go to the next one. Ellie is asking, what happens to the security deposit when you rent to roommates? Well, first off, Ellie, each roommate needs to have their own lease. Don't ever sign one lease with three roommates. It's one lease per person. So if, Ellie, and bear with me, if you're dumb enough to lease to roommates, both of them should sign a different lease. Both of them should put up separate deposits. See, I don't even like leasing to roommates. You know, there's this strategy of, I even see people go, I got a 4-bedroom house, I'm going to lease out 3 bedrooms. Are you nuts? How low quality of lifestyle is that? So how do you get romantic when you got 3 strangers in your house? That is just the dumbest, lowest quality of lifestyle concept I could possibly think of, other than having your mother or father live with you. I mean, come on. What are you thinking? So, Ellie, I hope that makes it clear. When one moves out, you give them their half of the security deposit back. So that should keep it very simple, Ellie. But please, don't lease to roommates. Go find a nice family and lease to them. It's just 10 times easier. 10 times easier, much more effective. Okay. Time for one more. This is from Robert. Oh, sorry, Robert. Robert, I'll answer this question after the show. I can tell you this, Sand and Sea in Galveston is outstanding. You asked the question what I think of them. They're outstanding. Okay, this has been the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great rest of your day.
been listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.